The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? the clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Monday, is the 20th of the month of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter An-Nur, verse 55.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brother and sister, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Muslims migrated to Medina and were warmly welcomed by Ansar, or the helpers, all Arabs became their enemy, and it was such that they were to carry a weapon when they went to bed and to be on the alert all the time. The continuation of this state became difficult for the Muslims. Some of them declared their feeling explicitly, as this verse, "To what day would this state continue? Would a time come that we could rest calmly in the night, and peace and tranquility rule over us, and we fear no one but Allah?" The verse was sent down and gave them this good tiding that, of course, such a day would come.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty, the sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Waiting for a better tomorrow. This is today's special. According to a tradition, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship." Our world is governed by well-known natural laws. The only way to progress is to discover these laws and sedulously follow them. Almost all cases of failure are a result of people failing to follow the laws of nature. Following the laws of nature is like traveling along a highway which will lead you straight to your destination. If instead of you allow your vehicle to stray from this path, it will be difficult for you to reach your destination. The creator of this world is Himself, a positive mind. He loves positively. He loves those who follow the positive way of life. develop positive thinking in your mind. Positive thinking will enhance your personality, and a personality developed on positive lines will have every success.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this virtual, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Humans sometimes lose opportunities in their lives and are unaware of this loss of opportunities. And this unawareness is due to lack of foresight and planning. So in now that we have understood that we have to take best use of the opportunities, it requires some planning. So we cannot dive into any action without planning and foresight. If people know that they can achieve what they have planned in advance, they may not miss any opportunities. So planning and foresight is a basic principle in today's life and in the orders of Islam, and in Islamic instructions, we have lots of recommendations in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 18 of Surah Al-Hashr, O believers, fear God. And let anyone of you look at what he has sent in advance for tomorrow. So we see how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, in case you want to make your tomorrow, so you have to take care of the opportunities that you have today. And you have to think and plan and have foresight for them. So what is the solution? What is the way? What is the method? Cultivate piety. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Cultivate piety, for God knows what you do. So in case you focus on piety and fearing from Allah and doing everything for the sake of God subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the methods of taking the advantage of the opportunities. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
The institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we're going to look at and know you. Live within the limits of your day. It is wrong to burden your day with worries of tomorrow. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, did not complain about yesterday's stale bread or worry about tomorrow's bread. He asked Allah only for today's bread. He prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread." That was in New International Version, Matthew 6:11. Living within tomorrow was also the advice of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who said, Whoever among you wakes up in the morning healthy in his body, secure in his house or his family, and has his day's food, it is as though the world has been brought into his possession.
Ya ilahi fa'fu
today's special, IRIB English Radio, and one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day, that is reflection. Reflect. Stop what you're doing and take 15 to 20 minutes to reflect on your day. Turn off or get rid of any distractions that might interfere with your ability to think clearly and deliberately, and isolate yourself if necessary. Don't judge your actions harshly or let yourself slip into negative thoughts like today was the worst. Instead, think back on everything that went wrong as well as everything that went right. Appreciate what went right and try to what went wrong. What can you do differently tomorrow? What should you do the same? Again, your goal here isn't to reward or punish yourself. It's to direct yourself to better actions tomorrow.
In the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عَبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my servants, those who went after temptation, those who went after sin, those who indulged in sins, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they indulged in sins, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not be despair of God's mercy. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgives all sins. All sins. Don't say I've committed a sin that Allah will never forgive me. I was in a haram relationship. I did this. I got pregnant. I had an abortion. I did drugs. I did alcohol. I was part of a gang. Allah forgives all sins if you come clean. If you come clean and you admit to Allah your fault. I speak in plural. If we come clean and we admit to Allah our faults and our sins and our past mistakes, Allah will start fresh with us. Allah will forgive. And Allah يغفر الذنوب جميعا. إنه Allah emphasizes إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. He is the all-merciful. He is the all-forgiving.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us refresh our minds with a wise statement from the Prophet of Islam to his vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O Ali, the most favorable deeds to attain the proximity of God are three. The best worshipper is the one who fulfills the obligatory duties of God properly. The most pious of people is the one who abstains from the forbidden matters. And the wealthiest of people is the one who is satisfied with that which God has given.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about a very important topic, and one of the very central virtues within Islam. That is entertaining a good opinion about the deed of a believer. For example, let's say that you step outside of your house and you see somebody in your neighborhood sneaking around, right? And maybe peering into the window of another person's house, right? Immediately, you might think this person is either, a perverted person looking into other people's houses. He wants to look at other people's women, God forbid. Or, for example, he's a thief or something like that. It's a thing that immediately comes to mind, right? But this is wrong. This is wrong. We should try to, of course, we should be careful. This doesn't mean that we should be unprecautious, and if we feel a sense of danger, we shouldn't protect ourselves. But at the same time, we should entertain a good opinion about this person, about a fellow believer. This is kind of like paradoxical almost. And, you know, a lot of times people cannot reconcile both of these sentiments with one another. Being precautious on one hand, and then also entertaining a good opinion about, you know, one's believer, one's brother in faith. But it's necessary to kind of reconcile them, you know, based upon, you know, these hadiths that we have. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make an excuse for your fellow believer. And even if you do not have an excuse for his behavior, then seek out an excuse for him. Right? And if you can't think of an excuse for him, kind of say that, oh, there must be some excuse, I just can't think of it right now. Right? And you know, a lot of times, you know, conflict between people, enmity between people arises out of these, you know, unjustified suspicions that we have with one another. I remember one time, you know, one of my friends, this is on a personal note, he was used to, you know, in the mosque before he used to go home, you know, he used to come and stand with his sister in the mosque, and he used to talk to her, you know, about what's, you know, about something, you know, or whatever. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people in the mosque, when they used to see him with her, you know, they would say that, look at this person, he's talking to women in the mosque. And, you know, so these are things that, you know, is very wrong, and we should try to avoid it to the best that we can. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, see the best in any situation involving a fellow brother until you experience something from him which proves you wrong. And do not assume the worst about something that your brother may say if you can find the possibility for good therein. Right? You know, so until, as long as we can, we should try to make excuses for our fellow believers. And this is a virtue. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, entertaining good opinions is a comfort to the heart. Right? When we become overly suspicious of people, right, this has a negative effect on our psyche, right, our heart, and you know, it kind of weakens, you know, our psyche and our, and even our faith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of entertaining good opinions about the deeds of our fellow believers in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything all right?
Yes.
You're welcome, thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah, good? Well? Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules, and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran. So, today, inshallah, we'll be talking about verse 35 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the previous session, we talked about verse 34, and that was the story of how Allah Almighty commanded all the angels and also the Iblis, okay, to prostrate. Everyone prostrated, all the angels prostrated, okay, before Adam alayhi salam, but except Iblis. Yes, that Allah Almighty gave him a yellow card or red card.
Red card,
okay, and he will be suspended forever, okay, until ila yawmi waqtim ma'loom, he will be suspended, okay. So, in this ayah, inshallah, before we explain, let's first listen to this.
وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين.
So, great. I will recite. You should listen and repeat, then we'll explain. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة.
وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة
وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما
وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما
ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين
ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. When we say to Adam عليه السلام, Allah Almighty says, okay, that dwell with your mate in paradise. Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Go to the heavens and stay there. Okay? Stay there. Like you go, for example, people go to other countries, okay? They, what do you say? They apply for example, citizenship, okay? Adam alayhi salam and Eve, okay? They had already applied. They had received their citizenship. And now they, as the residents of heaven, okay, they can stay there. But let's say, was it the heaven, the real heaven, the promised one, that after in the Day of Judgment, when everyone is judged based on the fairness and justice of Allah Almighty, is that that heaven that we go after the judgment? Was it that heaven? Based on some signs here, okay, some proofs, okay, that we will say that no, that was not the promised heaven. One. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شَئِتُمَا. The first reason that we can understand that that was not the heaven. Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Do not get close to this tree. Okay? Why does Allah Almighty kind of prevent them, command them not to do this? While in the promised heaven, Allah Almighty will not command us what to do, what not to do. For example, like this, that Allah Almighty should tell us that go there 5 times a day, you have to pray in the heaven. Allah Almighty will not tell us this way. Okay, Fawad is happy. Oh, and early in the morning, I don't need to wake up. Fawad, yes? Are you happy for that?
Yes,
are you happy
yes,
for that?
Yes.
Okay. So, in that, for example, in the heavens, Allah Almighty will not tell you, Fawad, okay? That do not fast during the month of Ramadan. No need to fast. So there, Hussein, Allah Almighty will tell you just this. Eat, 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 whatever you want. So look, the same say to Adam alayhi salam. Wakula minha, kul means eat. Kula means you too, okay? Whatever you want. Eat, eat, okay? Ragadan haythu shaytuma, whatever from these things that you have, eat, okay? Not the table, I mean not these things, okay? The things in the heaven. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ So Allah Almighty commanded them, avoided them not to do this, okay? Gave them like kind of, actually it was a guidance, okay? That Allah Almighty wanted to show Adam alayhi salam, if you get close to this tree, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ You will be amongst those who are oppressors to themselves, okay? And it means that Allah Almighty was going to kind of teach Adam alayhi salam in a virtual class, okay? Online class. It was not online, it was in person, okay? In person class, that when you go to the earth, be careful. The things that I have told you that not to do, you don't have to do. If you do, you will be amongst oppressors and you will be deprived of my blessings and my mercy. That's what we are doing, okay? If God forbid we commit sin, of course we are deprived of the blessings of Allah Almighty. It was kind of a class to teach Adam alayhi salam the guideline up for this world, okay? Yeah? We studied that Adam alayhi salam was created to stay, to spend his life on earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, not fil jannati khalifa, okay? Understood?
Yes.
Yes.
So, that's it. So let's go for the tajweed rules, inshallah, then we'll talk about the rest of the story in the coming sessions. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
وقلنا يا آدم أسكن أنت So we have أسكن أسكت These words, they are commands. With U starts with O, they are commands, okay?
Yes.
Usjud, uskut, uskun, all right? U'mur. These all are command words with this rhythm that we have. Okay? Uf'ul. With the word uf'ul, we have this command. So, if'al, uf'ul, af'il. These all are the words of commands, okay? In Arabic, we have orders. Amr. Sighatul amr. So, now uskun means go. Stay, hey, for example, yes. Or dwell there, okay? So Hamzatul Wasl, we assigned it with Dhamma because it was the beginning of the ayah. We have to pronounce it, right, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, so why Dhamma? In the previous session as well, we talked about it. Huh? Who knows? Why Dhamma? Yeah, Hussein?
Because the next, the middle letter.
Uh-huh, the third, just yeah, the say third. The third.
Letter has dhamma.
Ah, the third letter has a dhamma on the top. So, again, let's repeat the rule. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, do not forget. If you want to read or pronounce a hamzatul wasl, okay, there are two rules. Actually, for nouns and verbs, a little bit different. The words starting with al, alif and lam, hamzatul wasl and lam, okay? Al, either it is lam ta'rif with moon letter or sun letter, okay? You have to assign it with fatha. الذي الحمد لله السماء الأرض with fatha, all of them with fatha. If you want to read, start from that. Like you say الحمد لله رب العالمين, right? الحمد الرحمن الرحيم, this way. But when you have, when it comes to verbs, okay, you have to take a look at the third letter. If the third letter has a dhamma on the top, assign that hamzatul wasl with dhamma. Uskun, lukku. If the third letter has a fatha or kasra, Kasra. Assign it with kasra. Kasra and fatha both are applied. One rule is applied for both of them. A kasra, okay?
Yes.
Like we had it. Where? Istakbara. Aba wastakbara. You read it? Istakbara. Right? In the previous ayah we had. So that's the rule for Hamzatul Wasl. Uskun anta. Nun sakin plus anta. The word anta starts with hamza. Nun sakin plus hamza. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. But that's wrong. He didn't mean that. He just wanted to, yeah, test Ali Nasir whether he says the correct answer or no.
Sir, which one?
Uskun. Nun sakin. Then the next word starts with a.
Izhar.
Izhar, right, yes. Right. Izhar. Yeah, exactly. Hussein Rahullah wanted to see if Fawad Haider is going to fix the mistake. MashaAllah, Fawad Haider. So say something for Fawad Haider. Recite a salawat and dedicate.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad. So active. Yeah, that active we have to be. So uskun anta. How do you read now? Let's see if we recited a salawat for you. Come on. Actually, for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his progeny, but the reward for him. So, how do you read it? Idhar. Idhar means as if there is no rule.
Uskun anta.
Ah, uskun anta. Okay, but anta was not correct.
Ikhfa anta.
Ah, ikhfa, mashallah, Fawad. One more salawat for him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad.
What did you have for breakfast? Maybe he had something special. He has too much energy today. So, uskun anta, ikhfa anta, uskun anta. Faster the first one, okay? Uskun anta, the first one. No rule. It is idhar, but it means no rule.
Yeah,
actually, because we apply nothing. Okay. Wazawjuka al-jannah, nun mushaddad. Be careful, okay, too?
Idgham mithlain.
Yeah, do an idgham. Jannah wa kula. Kul means one person. You. Kula, you two. Kulu, you three, you all. Kuli means one lady, you eat.
This is present tense?
Kula means two ladies. Kulna, all ladies.
It means it's present, past?
It's an order. Present. Order. Okay, command. Like you say, go. Sit. But in English, we have go, go, go for one person, go for three person, go for every person. All the people, yes? 1 billion, like 1.7. Like billions we have, yeah? Billion. Yeah, 1.7 billion. So, if you say go, we say to all of them, go. But in Arabic, you say, huh? Like we have ukhruju, for example. The word ukhruju for all of them, for one person, ukhruj. Ukhruja, ukhruju. For two person, ukhruja, ukhruju. That's the way we build words in Arabic, okay? It must be kind of difficult, but it's amazing. So, wakula minha ragadan hayth. Ragadan tanween, haytho, starts with ha, the same as uskun anta. Idhar, right?
Yeah,
حيث
yeah.
رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقرب قاف قال القلم. Make sure هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. That's all. But make sure ظالمين heavy letter. So alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. That's all about tajweed rules, okay, in this ayah, and also that short explanation. Inshallah, the next reasons, that was it really they promised heaven or no, or something else, we'll talk about it in the next coming sessions. So do you have any questions? Nothing?
No.
Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, okay? And also, practice the Tajweed rules. Thanks to IRIB. First and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. And then thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools who are holding this kind of Quranic sessions. So thank you so much. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نرقى الجنان بحبه، لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِي وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Brothers and sisters, in this episode, we will discuss this part of the Divine Kumail Supplication. أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِي وَبِحَمْدِكَ. Can't you see yourself? Glory be to you, my Allah. And yours is the praise. تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ. Hearing within the fire a voice of a slave surrendered to you, imprisoned there because of his violations, وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ, suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience, وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ, he is confined within its levels because of his sins and crimes, وهو يلج إليك لجيج مؤمل لرحمتك. Yet he laments before you with the laments of the one hopeful for your mercy. ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك. He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness. ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. And entreats you by your lordship. Dear listeners, when reading these descriptions of the purgatory in the Holy Quran, when we read these descriptions and its different levels in the traditions of the Prophet's household, the one who is reading these descriptions, if he is true believer, of course he trembles with fear. He gets astonished and sincerely takes refuge to Allah to be rescued from this frightening condition the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt are describing. Now, some might ask, what is the use of these descriptions? What is the use of the man or woman in this world reading these descriptions? Why should he fear from that frightening condition which is going to happen in the purgatory? This method, by reading these descriptions of the purgatory, the true believers are more prepared to do the obligatory deeds, and they will refrain from the unlawful ones. Sometimes, even the most divine men die of extreme fear of the purgatory just by reading these descriptions. And this is only one aspect of the use of reading these kinds of words.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In one of the narrations that Sheikh Mufid does, he narrates that once Salman passed the Ironers' Bazaar in Kufa, he saw a young man on the ground and the people around him. The people around him told Salman, "This man has fainted. Say something in his ear so that he will be conscious again. We have found no other way to wake him up, so maybe you can do something for us." Accepting their request, Salman came near him until he was conscious and said, "Oh Salman, if you heard anything about me, do not believe it. When I entered this bazaar, I saw the ironers pounding their hammers, and I remembered this Quranic verse when I saw that event, and for them is the whips of iron." The Holy Quran in chapter Hajj, or the pilgrimage, says, "وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ," and for them is the whips of iron. The man continues, "O Salman, when I saw that the ironers were pounding their hammers, and I remembered this verse of the Holy Quran of chapter Hajj, I fainted from the fear of the chastisement." Salman said, "You are worthy of being my religious brother." So Salman, as the history says, loved this man and adored his friend till the young man got seriously sick. Salman went to him to see him. He came to him who was near death and said, "O angel of death, treat my brother moderately. This is the prayer of Salman for his friend, for his close religious brother, who just became friends with Salman because of this fear of chastisement." And he was answered, Salman was answered, "I treat every believer with moderation." This is the good use of believing in what is going to happen in the resurrection day and afterwards. And only one use of reading these descriptions of the purgatory in the Holy Quran and traditions of the Prophet's household is believing in this fact. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ooh. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood and messengerhood. And we are focusing currently on the idea or on the reasonings behind the coming of the prophets and messengers on earth. We're basing our discussions on the first sermon at the moment, inshallah, until we go through other discussions in the coming sections. We are currently discussing about why messengers